We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Gerard Lomero did something amazing. He predicted Trump's win months before it happened with his electoral political forecast computer models. That's what he does. He builds models. That's not polling, but takes a bunch of factors into account and predicts how races will end up. He's done a ton of interviews after nailing this outcome that nobody else, few anyway, saw coming. Well, his models are all fired up now, and he's making predictions about what's going to happen in the midterms. We wish we had a crystal ball, but the next best thing are your computer models. Dr. Gerard Lomero, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's great to be back with you. I was on with you months ago one time, and we had a great conversation then.
So tell us what is going on, because if you read mainstream media, I mean, it's going to be an absolute wipeout. End of the line for Trump. He's probably going to get impeached in the House after the Democrats take over. What is it looking like to you?
Yeah, they're not taking over at all. Right now, it looks like it's really a discussion or an election about Donald Trump. And believe it or not, he is gaining support from some of the places I would not have expected. But, you know, I always say you got to look at the numbers. And people are actually leaving the Democratic Party and supporting Trump. They're not necessarily registering as Republicans. They're just supporting Trump and people who support him. And so right now, you know, back in December, people were saying, oh, is this going to be a blue wave? I heard that a lot in December. And then when we got into 2018, they started saying, well, it looks like a blue ripple. And then after a while, they said, well, maybe it's a red wave. Well, let me tell you what it really is. It looks like it's going to be a conservative wave. It's not going to go Democratic at all. It's going to be Republicans who are more conservative than the current Republicans in the House. If the American people are slightly upset with Congress, it's that they haven't supported Trump more. And people like Jeff Flake, the senator from Arizona, Bob Corker, the senator from Tennessee, they're not coming back because they could see the handwriting on the wall. And right now it looks like the Republicans are going to pick up quite a few seats in the Senate. It's going to be a much more conservative Senate. My prediction, too, is that Mitch McConnell will go by the wayside for a more conservative leader in the Senate. And in the House, the Republicans may lose a few seats, but they're going to overall be more conservative and more supportive of Donald Trump. And in the state of South Carolina, it's looking very red to me. And I think Katie Arrington will probably sweep to victory there in place of Mark Sanford, by the way.
Yeah, so definitely not surprising anybody, you know, Republicans winning here in congressional races. A lot is being made, though, like of the Senate. I mean, it's a raise within margin right now. I mean, the Democrats would only have to pick up two Senate seats to have a majority. I like to do this. Tell me what you think the seat count's going to be after these elections in the Senate, and then we'll have you back on after the elections to see how you did. What's your prediction?
Well, right at the moment, by the way, forecast models can change. So
sure, I mean, big things can happen and blow up.
Yeah, ask me, you know, every month or something. But the answer is right now I give about 57 Republican seats in the Senate. So it's going to go up dramatically. There are a number of seats. Heitkamp, for example, looks like she's going to go down to defeat. And there are quite a few others around the country. The Democrats are in a bad state as far as their party. They keep saying things that are crazy. Well, they seem crazy to some people, let's put it that way. Maybe not to the Democrats. But, for example, getting rid of ICE, raising taxes when we have a booming economy, that tax cut helped our economy. Do you know that the next time we have a GDP report, they're thinking it may be over 4%? I mean, I remember 2 years ago before the presidential election, everybody was saying, oh, we're going to have to live with slow growth from now on. 1% growth is all we can expect. Well, since Trump has taken over, we had tax cuts, regulation cuts, and now look, we're at 3% GDP going to 4%, and I think one of the Federal Reserve banks, I believe it was Dallas, said we may actually see 4.8% growth. That's phenomenal. And all this is doing is supporting the fact that people like the Trump approach. And that's why the Democrats, because they're so anti-Trump, are actually hurting themselves and losing seats that they could have retained.
I want to go back to something that you said, because I've been very curious about how big this phenomenon actually is. You know, this whole walkaway movement, and you said that there are
right.
Democrats, they're leaving the Democrat Party. They're not registering as Republicans. I guess they're just kind of hanging out there. How big is that? I mean, we've heard anecdotal evidence of that. You've seen it on Facebook. The hashtag walkaway movement is, you know, on Twitter seems to be gaining speed. Steam, I mean, is it measurable? Is it a couple of points, or is it just a few people who will go back? I mean, how big is that?
Let me tell you how big it is. It's one of my predictions in my newest book, More Great News for America, that seems to be coming true. And that is, the walkaway movement is so great, the Democratic Party, I believe, will shut down within 18 months. I think it's going to shut down. It is so damaged in terms of the leadership and all the other things you need for a political party nationally. They've lost so many seats. They continue to flaunt the American public and come out with policies that are ridiculous. Nobody wants to impeach Trump except them. And nobody wants to get rid of ICE. That's absurd. And nobody wants to increase taxes when the economy is buzzing along at this rate. I mean, that would be stupid, too. So the answer is, it's major, to the point where the Democratic Party, I think, is going to shut down, and there's going to be maybe some type of socialist party in its place, but it's not going to be the old Democratic Party of JFK or Scoop Jackson, some of those famous Democrats of years ago.
When you say shut down, I mean, you don't mean like they're just going to quit and resign, there's no more Democrat Party. Do you just mean like the socialists will take over the Democrat Party as it is, or
well,
change their name, or what?
Well, you know, sometimes people buy a shell of a company and change the name. They might change the name but keep the party apparatus there. But the Democratic Party as a party, I think, will cease to exist. You know, the Whig Party did really well in the early 1800s, from about 1800 to 1850, give or take. And you know what? That was a very successful party, elected presidents and everything. And they're no longer around. Parties come and die. They don't have to live forever. And the Democratic Party choosing to flaunt the will of the American people, they basically, it's like a death wish. They just basically want to flaunt what the American people have been telling them for quite a few elections, and they are losing out on their future. So I think it's going to shut down. And I've even said on some programs, I went so far as to say the Democrats may never run another presidential candidate. It may be somebody else, like a socialist candidate.
They've already done that, I think. Just not formally.
Well, yeah. But the Democratic Party is still existing today, but I think it's going to shut down.
Okay, give us two more of your predictions quickly, because we're up against a break. But your predictions are fascinating. And again, the stuff you're saying sounds crazy, but then everyone thought you were nuts when you were doing, you know, interviews on national television saying Trump was going to win, until not only did he win, this is why we're talking to you this morning, Dr. Lamero, not only did he win, you got the Electoral College total, state by state, almost exactly correct before the election.
Very close. And in fact, I predicted he also would win New Hampshire. And I think he won New Hampshire, but they gave it to Hillary by 1,000 votes. And then we later found there were 6,000 votes that probably were in dispute, maybe not legitimate votes. But, you know, they don't usually change elections this far in the past the election day itself. You asked about other future predictions coming up.
Yeah, real quick.
I have predicted since 2015, and I think it's in the process of happening, that after the historic 2016 presidential election, we would get a president who would create a conservative supermajority on the Supreme Court. I think we are definitely going to have a conservative majority after Brett Kavanaugh gets through. And I think that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to be retiring actually very soon, within about a year or two. And then Trump will get his third Supreme Court justice nominee, who will be appointed. And I think that person will, at that point, we're going to have a rock solid conservative supermajority in the Supreme Court, that's going to help this nation for years to come because they stay in office for about 30 years on average. So Trump is going to be affecting our jurisprudence until past 2050. And that is amazing.
Yes. Let's hope those predictions are right. Dr. Gerard Lemire, I haven't read your full book that you sent me, but I have read parts of it. It's absolutely fascinating. Tell folks what they should be reading by you right now.
Well, they can go to my website, greatnewsforamerica.com. There's about 150 web pages, so you get a lot of free reading. But also, you can go to Amazon. I have 5 books on Amazon. The most recent one is called More Great News for America. People are still buying and reading my previous book, Great News for America, because that sets up what some of these big major trends are that my numbers are showing that are affecting the country in major ways. And by the way, I see a religious revival in America coming in the next few years. And I think that's worth reading about, too, in my book, More Great News for America. I believe it's toward the end of the book, one of the latter chapters. So in case you haven't finished reading the book yet, Tara, I recommend you read the ending where we have the religious revival coming.
I certainly hope so, because the country desperately needs that, Doctor.
I totally agree with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll definitely have you back on. Dr. Gerard Lemire.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.